Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An emerging $900 billion COVID-19 aid package from a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers all but collapsed on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republican senators won't support a key compromise, including a slimmed-down liability shield for companies from virus-related lawsuits in exchange for adding $160 billion for cash-strapped states and cities that Democrats want. The Hardin Sands from McConnell creates a new stalemate over the $900 billion-plus package. Now, a legislative pileup is threatening today's deadline to pass an unrelated government funding bill by midnight or risk a shutdown starting Saturday. Talks are continuing. A special panel of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has endorsed for emergency use a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The decision came as the United States recorded a one-day record of deaths from the coronavirus with more than 3,100 lives lost Wednesday. The vaccine was approved after hours of deliberation on topics including allergic reactions to the vaccine recorded in Britain this week. With the recommendation of the emergency use authorization set, the FDA will likely give its consent as early as later today or Saturday. The U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the first inoculations. The U.S. military will also prioritize its healthcare workers for its initial allocation of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, which will be just under 44,000 doses. Via remote.